Welcome to the IC Medan podcast. We are so glad and wanted to thank you for joining us today. If you want to know more about who we are, our service times and location, or how can you get involved, you can check our website at icmedan.com. We hope you enjoy the message.
Hey guys, welcome to 2021. This is our first Sunday of the new year, and here you are at IC Medan Online. I'm so excited to have you here with us. Wow, 2020 is finally over. Some of you may be saying, yeah, thank God it's over. You know, I heard a joke recently. Someone had said, you know, 2020 was a crazy year, but now 2000s have just become 21 and can legally drink. So I don't know, maybe we don't want to joke about it, but I'm excited about 2021. I'm coming into this year with expectation. And the word I have for you today that God's placed in my heart, I think is going to leave you also with expectation of what's coming this new year. Every year, honestly, can be a good year when you have your priorities in order and you are focused on God and you love God and you're following God. You know that from this last year. It was a difficult year, but when your focus was on God, when your attention was on Jesus, every year can turn out good. Everything works out for the good of those who love God. And I believe that He was with us even during this pandemic time, the whole crazy year. Everything hasn't changed, but God has been near and He has been faithful. And I'm so thankful for Him. I'm thankful that it's helped us to be able to put priorities in order. I think that's happened for many of us when we realize what is really important. What are the most important things? And many of us have learned that we've changed our priorities and we've been reminded of what really matters in life. You know, I can live without a lot of things, but I need my family. I need my friends. I need my church family. That's you guys. I need the Grab app on my phone so I can eat and have food delivered to me, you know? I mean, there's things that we appreciate even more now, I believe. And going into 2021, I think we should go with some appreciation, you know, knowing that God has been faithful, that He is with us. We've learned to appreciate things that maybe in the past we began to take for granted. You know, I want to look at this new year and share the word that God's put in my heart. Every year I pray for a word. God, what is this year about? What do you want to speak to your church? What should we be looking toward and forward to? And before I share what God has put in my heart for 2021, I want to take us back to 2020. I believe it's really important because I don't want you to miss what God spoke to us back in January of 2020. I remember praying in November and December of 2019, God, what is 2020 bringing? What is the word that you have for us? And I want to remind you of that. Here's something that we started with in 2020, and I'm going back to what God spoke to us as a church in January 2020. I'm quoting directly from that first Sunday, January 5th, 2020, when I brought this message to you. We started the year with the verse in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, that says, "Choose this day whom you will serve." And I told you that making the right choices this day will make 2020 your best year ever. By making the right choices, a daily choice. Daily, I choose Jesus. Daily, I choose God's way over mine. We were focused on this. I told you that it will take discipline. And that was the word that God had given to me for 2020, discipline. I came to you on January 5th and said, here's the word that God's given us for 2020. It's discipline. And I can tell you, I remember how bummed out I was when I was praying and saying, God, what is the word? And He put discipline in my heart. Because, you know, we're going into 2020. I wanted some word like, this is the year of the Lord's favor, or this is the year of blessing, or this is the year of prosperity, whatever. You know, the things that you would hope for. It. You know, a lot of churches were going with 2020 vision, you know, and when I'm praying and God said, discipline. I'm like, God, don't you realize how well vision would fit? You know, isn't there something else? But you know, I went with discipline because when God speaks something to you, you don't question it. You don't second guess. You don't censor the creator of the universe. So I remember coming to you on January 5th and saying, guys, here is the word that God's given me for this year, and it's discipline. And that first series in January 2020, we talked about discipline every single week, different aspects of it. I told you that, and if you remember this, I told you that discipline equals training. That this was not a discipline as in punishment, but that we were going through training, that 2020 was going to bring training to the church, training to you, training to me. We were going to be disciplined, trained, prepared. Training is for preparation. Discipline is for preparation. I told you that discipline is an activity or experience that provides mental, physical, or spiritual training. And then God gave me these verses that I shared with you that very first Sunday a year ago. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." Self-discipline. Hebrews 12, 11, and listen to this one very carefully, and just for a moment, reflect on this last year. Reflect for a moment as you hear this verse, Hebrews 12, 11. "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Discipline seems painful in the moment. That's what the author of Hebrews is telling us. No discipline is enjoyable, or it says pleasant at the time. No discipline is fun in the moment. Any of you know, if you began running or if you began exercising or anything you start and have to train for, that discipline of beginning, the discipline of getting up early, the discipline of going and going for a jog or a run or preparing to lift weights, it's not pleasant in the moment. That's what this author is telling us. But later, we see that it produces something amazing. So for those who use 2020 as a year of discipline and training and preparation, it leads to something. Something was being produced. Something has been being produced inside of you. You have been disciplined. You have been trained. You have been prepared. All of this was January 5th, 2020. We had no idea that just 10 weeks later, the entire world would be shaken. We had no idea that Sunday that just 10 weeks later, we would be closing the church building, that our schools would be closing, that many of you would face hardships with your businesses or losing jobs and your kids were going to be home because the schools were closed. All of these things that were going to be going on, that many would be stuck at home, not knowing for how long. It was 2 weeks and then a month and then 2 months and just continued and continued. We had no idea what was coming. All we knew was that God had spoken a word to us. Discipline, training, preparation. I don't know about you, but when I look back at 2020, man, it was definitely a year of discipline. When you're at home and you can't meet physically with your church family and your prayer life is your own discipline, you're reading the Bible is your own discipline. You're going online and joining a church service is your own discipline. Other than speaking in the chats, no one will know if you showed up or not, right? It's discipline. We're often reminded that, you know, our character is really tested in what we do when no one else is looking, when no one else knows. Discipline. This entire year was so much discipline, but God has been with us the entire time. God spoke through the author of Hebrews saying, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful." How many of you experienced pain in 2020? How many of you maybe experienced the pain of a loss? Maybe the emotional pain of, of stress and anxiety that has come with lockdowns and being di rumah aja. How many of you experienced some pain from the isolation and not being able to meet in your favorite places with your favorite people? It could have been a financial or economic pain through your business or loss of work. 2020 has been a lot of pain. We see this verse, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Maybe you experienced the pain of a relationship that was affected by the stress of this past year. How many of you have experienced pain in the year 2020? How many of you experienced some pain? When I read this verse in Hebrews, the thing that I take away from it, and the thing I want you to take away from it, is that God understands our pain. That's the most comforting part of this, is that He knew it. He's telling us through the author, hey, discipline is so important. You need discipline. You need self-discipline. It's not pleasant. It's painful, but it produces something. Just by God speaking those words through the author, we know that God understands our pain. God understands the pain that you've experienced. He understands and He cares. God sees the eternal when we just see the temporary. He focuses on forever when we focus on right now. God sees our lives as a long distance run when we often, not being patient, feel like we are in a sprint. God sees the bigger picture. He understands your pain, but He knows, as the author was telling us, that later on, however, it, discipline, produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Have you allowed your experience in 2020 to discipline you? Have you allowed it to train you? Have you taken what God spoke to us in January of last year, and instead of being defeated and crushed by this very difficult year, you've allowed it to train you? Have you allowed it to make you stronger? Do you feel better prepared and better equipped now for whatever you face in this new year? You should, because God has been training you. It's been a year of discipline. If you're still with us today, still with God in January 2021, if you're still committed to the church, if you're still faithful to Jesus, I would say then you probably have received the discipline over this last year. You probably have received this training. Do you love Jesus more, not less? Are you finding ways to serve Him more, not less? Are you trying to be generous more, not less? Is your mind on God more and not less? If so, then in spite of this very difficult year we've just come out of, you have been being trained. It was not pleasant at the moment. It's painful. Some things we're still experiencing now, it's painful. But however, in the right time, it's going to produce a harvest. Something is being produced inside of you. You're being made ready for something great. God's been training us through this trial. You've been prepared and disciplined. And I believe you have been trained in 2020. I believe in ways that you may not even recognize yet. I believe you don't even know what God has been doing inside of you, but He's been doing something there. And in the right time, when you put your toes on the line and you get ready to run, you're going to run faster than ever. So this is where we get into our word for 2021. Let me tell you this. When you are disciplined to run, you've been disciplined to run. You've been training to run faster. The word that God's given me for 2021 is faster. That's why this series is called Faster. I believe that we have been disciplined and trained to run faster. When you go through training, your endurance becomes greater. You don't get tired as quickly. The discipline was not in vain. It wasn't for nothing. We've been trained. You're stronger now. You will see that in 2021. You may not even realize it yet, but you are stronger now than you were. You're stronger now. If you believe it, let me know in the chat chat box. Just type amen to that. Because you are stronger now than you were. And you're going to get even stronger. You are going to be able to run faster. Just watch how you move in 2021. You won't be slowed down by the things that used to slow you down. So over the next few weeks, we'll be talking about this topic and I'll be sharing what God's put in my heart for this year. But today I want to start with just a few scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. It says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." Running aimlessly means that you are running without aiming at a goal. There's no target. There's no destination. You're just running. Look at this same verse, verse 26 from the Living Bible. I love this. It says, "So I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step." Think about that. Running with purpose in every step, not aimlessly, not without a goal, not without a direction, not without a target, but with purpose in every step. I fight to win. I'm not just shadow boxing or playing around. So before I pray for you, let me just share with you four thoughts that I want you to begin 2021 with. These are four things I want you to start with. This is what God is speaking to us. Number one, run faster. Get rid of the things that have been slowing you down. Get rid of the things that have been holding you back. You need to run light and you need to run free. You need to repent of sin in your life. You need to forgive others quickly. You need to begin with forgiving yourself. Don't bring any guilt or shame or baggage from any point beyond this date today. Don't bring it with you. Drop all of that because you need to run faster. Number two, you need to run straight. Do not run aimlessly, but run straight to the goal. To run straight to the goal, you need the direction. You don't need to go off on any rabbit trails, no distractions, no jalantikus. But it's having direction and knowing where your goal is, where your target is, and run straight. This year, you will run straight. All you have to do is find out what the direction is. I know that some of you are tired because you've been running, but you aren't getting anywhere. You've been frustrated because you're running so hard, but you have no direction. It's like you're on an endless treadmill of life. Or maybe sometimes it feels more like a hamster wheel. You ever feel like that? You'd say, "Pastor Chris, I've been running so hard. I've been trying so hard. I'm running and running and running, but I'm not getting anywhere. I feel like I'm still exactly where I was, or I may be further back than where I thought I should be." This is a year to run straight, to know what the target is. We're beginning this year with 21 days of prayer and fasting, like we do every other year. We're going to start that on January 11th and end on January 31st. We're waiting till, really, I want to get back to Maidan to do the fasting with you. But also, this gives you a couple of weeks to prepare. This gives you some time. Well, I guess another week or so. But it gives you time to prepare your heart, to get ready for this, and know what to pray for. And I want you to ask God for direction. If this is the year for us to run faster, if this is the year to run straight to the goal, then you need to know what the goal is. So begin asking God this year, what is the direction? Many of you have distraction, but no direction. This is the year to ask God, what is the direction? See, distraction, causes a loss of direction, but a clear direction avoids distraction. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." In Psalm 37, 23, it says, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way." So God will give you direction when you acknowledge him in all your ways. That means in 2021 to include God in all of your decisions. Include God in every aspect of your life. If you want this direction, include him in all of it. Your family, your business, your relationships, your words spoken and texted, amen. Your actions, your behaviors, include God in all of it. God, what should I say? What should I do? God, what choice should I make here? What's the decision to make? What should I do with this relationship? Should I be in this relationship? Include God, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. You'll have the direction. You won't be distracted by the things around you. He'll make your path straight. He will establish or order your steps. When you delight in him, when you find joy in following his way above your own way, he'll give you that direction. When you recognize that the Creator may just be smarter than the creation. And we know that he is. And when you also recognize that he is for you and he always has your best in mind. And it gets even better. Quickly, Luke chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. "As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation.'" I love this. The crooked roads become straight. We need to be running straight, and the rough ways become smooth. We've all been on some rough paths, some rough ways, some rough areas over this past year. Maybe even right now, some areas in your life, it's still rough. And we see this, the crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth. What it tells me is that you don't need to worry about it. Not only will God straighten your path by giving you direction, he will smooth out those rough areas. He'll use it to your advantage. He'll smooth it out before you, or he will allow you to go smoothly through it. But he has the power to do these things, and he's working in your life. You've probably already seen that you're able to walk through some rough paths and rough areas right now, and you go through it smoother than you were before. You go through it faster because it's not getting you down like it used to be. You're not as anxious as you used to be. You're not as afraid. You're not as worried. You're not as stressed. That's because God has been training you and preparing you. He has disciplined you. You're more ready for the things that come ahead of you. Let me put it this way. Even the rough areas will work to your advantage. And by faith, you can walk smoothly through them. Ask God to give direction. Ask him to show you the goal, where to aim. And then, number three, run with purpose. Run with purpose. I love how the version of 1 Corinthians 9 says in the Living Bible, it says, not playing around. I'm not playing around. When you have purpose in every step, you're not playing around. This isn't just something you're trying out. You're not just seeing how this will work. I'll try church, or I'll give part of my heart or whatever. But this is saying no playing around. 2021 is not a year of playing around. It is a year to run with purpose. You have a purpose, a God-given purpose. So you need to ask God for direction. Pray each morning for purpose and then walk in it. God, why did you give me a heartbeat today? God, why did you fill my lungs with air? God, why did you allow me to survive this crazy last year and all of its trouble and rough areas? What is my purpose today, God? Can you ask him that every morning? If you do, I promise you that God is going to do amazing things in and through you this year. All those things that have been working together to produce a harvest, you are going to see that this year as you are running faster, as you're running straight, as you're running with purpose. And number four, run to win. Run to win. I mean, why else would we run other than running to win? I don't know about you, but physically, I don't love running. But the fastest you'll see me run is if something is chasing me. If I go walking on my street in Tosby and I hear a dog bark, I may run fast. But I don't love running unless there's some reason, some purpose. In a race, you are running to win. So when we run in this life, we should be running to win. I'm going to run to win. I want to believe that I'm going to win. I don't want to waste time. Running to win is to seek to be the best. Running to win is to seek God's favor. I've been praying this over the last several weeks, wanting to be God's favorite. I want to be His favorite. I want to receive God's favor. If you want that, you show up, you serve, you give, you love, you forgive, you repent, you talk to God daily. You know, if you're not talking to God every day, someone else is. And when we look at this in the idea of running a race and running to win, and you want to be closer to God than anyone else, you want His favor. You want to be His favorite. Any day you don't speak to God, someone else has gotten closer to God than you did that day. That's not winning. Man, I don't want anyone running harder and faster than me. I don't want anyone to get closer to God than I am. Why would I want that? I love Him. He loves me. I want to be as close as I possibly can. And so do you. You want to run to win. That means daily speaking to God, daily seeking His favor. Now, church, let's run into 2021. Let's not waste any time. Let's not play around. We have been disciplined to run faster. We've been trained to endure whatever we face. This last year hasn't been for nothing. You've been building endurance. We're trained. Our path has been made straight. As you seek that direction from God, you're going to be running straight to the goal this year. The rough areas are being smoothed out. We run with purpose in every step, and we run to win. Now, if you have never run with Jesus, this is the year to begin running with Him. All you have to do at the end of this service, as I pray, you just pray and tell Jesus, "Jesus, I want to invite you into my life. I want to run with you this year in 2021. Forgive me of my sins. Run with me. Teach me how to run in your ways." And He will run beside you this entire year. If you've been running with Jesus, maybe for years, maybe just recently, if you've been running with Him, this is the year to run faster. Put everything else to the side. No distractions, direction. Put everything else to the side so you can run faster than you ever have before. This is what we have been training for. This is what we've been praying for. Let me pray this verse over you. This is from Psalm 90, verses 16 through 17. And as we end this first Sunday of the year, I want to pray this over you. And this is what we want to see in 2021. Psalm 90, verses 16 through 17. "Let us see your miracles again. Let our children see glorious things, the kind you used to do. And let the Lord our God favor us and give us success. May He give permanence to all we do." Church, let me pray for you. Father, I pray your blessings over everyone that is joining us today. Lord, everyone who has gone through the discipline and the training over this last year. Lord, some of that may not be finished yet, but we are starting to see the results. Lord, we're starting to see what is being produced. Lord, I know that people who are joining us right now, they have felt stronger. They know that they're running faster already. Lord, they've already seen in their life that the things that used to trip them up and tangle them up, the things that used to slow them down and stop them, is not having the same effect anymore. It's because you have been making them stronger. And this is the year that they will run faster than ever. This is the year, Lord, that they will not be distracted, but they will run straight toward the goal. This is that year. This is the year, Lord, where they will run with purpose in every step. Father, I pray your blessings over everyone that's tuning in. Lord, I pray your blessings over their family. Lord, I pray that everything that we've experienced over the year 2020, Lord, all of that would produce a harvest inside of us. Lord, we trust you. Lord, we trust you in training us and equipping us. We trust you in the discipline that you teach us, Lord, so that we can run faster. And this year, Lord, we will run faster with your strength, with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I ask that you bless us. Lord, I ask that you would give us your favor. Give us success this year as your people and your church. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys. I love you. Thanks so much for joining us today. Next week, we will begin the 21 days of prayer and fasting. So begin to ask God to give you direction so that you'll know how to run this year and that you'll be able to run faster than ever before. God bless you. See you next week.
This is the end of the message today. Thank you again for listening to our podcast.